Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we've big news this morning in the papers. It's the main story for the Irish Independent and the Irish Times. Donald Trump is going to meet Catherine Connolly. Not sure many people expected this news. The Irish Independent: Trump to meet Connolly at the Oras during visit here. US President Donald Trump will visit Oras Inukthorn to meet President Catherine Connolly next week, despite tensions between the pair earlier this year, following her sharp criticism of his administration. And it'll be a brief courtesy visit, according to sources. So it's not going to be the same sort of paddywhackery that we would have had with Barack Obama and Joe Biden when they came to Ireland and visited the Oras. It'll be a quick pit stop at the Oras. The Irish Times has the same story. US President Donald Trump is to meet President Catherine Connolly and Taoiseach Micheál Martin in separate engagements at the Phoenix Park. So obviously he's going to go to Oras Inukthorn and then across the road to Farmley and then head off to Doonbeg in Clare. The logistical details of Trump's visit are still being finalised. Obviously it's a significant security operation. I did see some planes landing, some US planes landing at Dublin Airport yesterday, bringing in, well, they might be bringing in people, but they're bringing in some of the things that you need, security detail for a US president's visit. So these US military planes landing yesterday, or they look like military planes, they're the grey ones anyway, landing at Dublin Airport. But the current schedule the government has mapped out sees Mr. Trump travelling to the Phoenix Park, where he'll separately meet Catherine Connolly in the Oras and then the Taoiseach in Farmley House. He's also expected to meet with the US ambassador, Edward Walsh, who also lives in the Phoenix Park. So it's kind of a handy visit for Donald Trump. You get three visits out of the way in one by heading to the Phoenix Park. By the way, the government has not confirmed anything about the visit yet or any engagements in Dublin. So this is all rumour and speculation. The other rumour is he was supposed to turn the sod, get the shovel out at the US Embassy, but it looks now like it's not going to happen. He's not going to go to the US Embassy and turn the sod on their new works there, partly because it seems the works are at too early a stage. So not ready for a visit for a US president. Anyway, lots about that in the papers, and I'm sure lots here of debate on News Talk about whether Catherine Connolly should meet Donald Trump and what she should say and all that stuff. So that'll keep us busy for the day. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, bus and train fares are going to go up in price. So bus and train fares are to increase by 15% under measures to be announced today. People quite enjoy paying a lower fare at the moment, but that's going to change. The move is expected to see this 90-minute fare, which gives unlimited travel across Dublin for €2. That's going to go up to €2.30. So you can go anywhere you want for an hour and a half. Used to cost you €2. Now it's going to be €2.30 under NTA plans, and it'll see some fares for children and young adults fall. So a rise and a fall, reduction for younger people, but an increase then for others. And we could have free travel for under nine and for older people continuing as well. So we'll get more details on that from the NTA later. The Irish Examiner is warning us about El Nino. Not very much media coverage about this, but it is coming. And it looks like it could be quite devastating in some parts of the world. The Irish Examiner says a supersized El Nino has pushed the planet into uncharted waters, with more floods, drought and extreme heat forecast in the coming months, and it could threaten millions of lives. That's quite a stark warning there. Fueled by exceptionally warm ocean conditions, El Nino, which is a climate phenomenon characterized by a warming of ocean surface temperatures, which influences global weather, is now expected to strengthen further during the coming months. So it's going to be a very strong El Nino. It'll peak towards the end of the year, just in time for Christmas, and the weather could be absolutely awful, according to this warning from the World Meteorological Organization. And also it'll continue into next year, so sort of end of this year into next year. The Irish Daily Mirror: man admits Coveney bomb hoax. A loyalist yesterday admitted to charges over a bomb hoax in Belfast targeting former minister Simon Coveney. Darren James Service entered guilty pleas to hijacking a van and placing an article causing a bomb hoax on the Crumlin Road in Belfast in 2022 when the then Taoiseach was attending an event. The Irish Sun: did a woman murder Rainid? A former Garda detective believes that Rainid Murray may have been killed by a woman who was known to her. Of course, Rainid was stabbed to death close to her home in South Dublin back in 1999. She was just 17 years of age. Her killer is still at large. But Alan Bailey, a very senior former detective, believes a local woman is responsible for her murder. That's in the Sun. Elsewhere, we are being told in the Irish Examiner that we could be getting a few bob back if we get out the sewing pins and start fixing our own clothes. A voucher repair scheme for clothes and shoes is going to be piloted next year. So officials here have met with officials in France, where they have a repair fund. And how it works in France is that you get between 6 and 25 euro back if you fix your own clothes and shoes at certified repairers rather than buying new. So people in France get 7 euro back for patching a hole or a tear, or 8 euro back for sewing or gluing work on shoes under the French model, which has been running there for about 3 years. And work on the pilot for textile repairs is underway here, and it looks like it's going to happen next year. All about the circular economy these days. The Irish Independent tells us about a new measure or a new trend in the mortgage world. Mortgage brokers are reporting a new trend of parents selling their houses to their children. For many years, parents have stepped in to help their kids buy a home. However, mortgage experts say now they're not really seeing the bank of mum and dad. Instead, they say they're seeing couples earning 100,000 euro between them who can't get on the property ladder, and some are buying their parents' homes. So one expert, Ross Craigie, says, "I know of one situation where the house is valued at 650,000 euro. The parents are giving the adult children 400,000 euro in equity in the house, and then the adult child takes out a 250 grand mortgage to buy the house. So mum and dad get 250 grand cash and they downsize to a smaller house or apartment, and it means then that their kids have a roof over their head. Some brokers believe inflation is putting a pressure on many parents' finances. However, many of those parents have an asset, their own house, that allows them to release some equity to their adult child, offering them a cheaper sale." So that's what people are competing with in the housing market at the moment. Final story for you comes from the Times of London, where today in London, the first autonomous taxi service is being trialled. So from today, Uber customers in London can request their journeys with an AI self-driving car that drives the streets of London on its own. However, self-driving cars are still waiting for permission from UK officials. So from today, you order your self-driving car. It is self-driving, but there'll also be a human being in the car to kind of keep an eye on it, to supervise how it goes. But in good news, if you don't want to talk, the humans who will be sitting in the self-drive car have been instructed not to speak to you, because it should be a wholesome, pure, driverless experience, even though there's a driver in the car, so they won't be talking to you. I see also as well, Uber is cutting a lot of jobs as it moves towards self-driving as well. So if you're in London anytime soon, that's something you can try out, a self-drive Uber cab.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.